pretty phenomenal lion-headed goddess from ancient Egypt that was owned by Lutcher Stark, one of the early and notable alumni of UT. Oops, we're in the middle of a tour. I'm Annette Carlozzi. I'm the Blanton's curator at large, and I was the curator in charge of this exhibition. This is an exhibition that we organized in celebration of the Blanton's 50th anniversary. It was the first time we had taken the time to research and investigate which former students of the University of Texas at Austin had built important art collections, and then try to select from that really enormous, as it ended up being, body of information, works of art that could hang together and cohere in an exhibition that would be enjoyable for people to see. Right now we're standing in front of Monet's water lilies, one from his series called Nymphaeus or Water Lilies. And early on in the research, just finding some of the leading names who were known art collectors among the UT alums, I found three Monet water lily paintings, and I thought, okay, we've got a show. You know, there is going to be first-rate material out there. These works of art represent treasures from people's personal collections. We're really excited because most of them are never publicly exhibited. 90% of the works in the show are from private collections where they're not usually on public view, so this is a really rare opportunity to get to see these works and to see them in conversation with one another. So I've put together works of art from many different cultures. We've got 17th century Japan, you have 20th century Amazonian river basin tribal material. You've got a head from ancient Greek, pre-Greece, really, Cycladic cultures. You have African works, and then you have drawings by early 20th century European artists for ballet and performance. We contrast things all the time. It's a process of comparing and contrasting. So you see the two formal European portraits next to one another, and then you turn to the left and you see two also similar but very different portraits. In this case, two informal portraits, American, contemporary, casual. And then you flip to your left again and there are two portraits, one sort of from that formal European convention, the other from that very unconventional contemporary American perspective, and you get the full rhythm of comparison. It's kind of like an A-A-B-B-A-B, if you think musically. So that sets you up for this idea that, oh, wow, these are together, I get why. Why are these together? And it becomes a discovery. This is a work, and I tell people if they eat a piece of candy, because the work is comprised of a pile of candy on the floor, then they're participating in one of the most important works of contemporary art made in the United States in the 1990s. It's a work that was created by Felix Gonzalez Torres, who was a young artist living in New York in the 1980s and 1990s. The exhibition's on view for 3 months. It's up through May 19th, and then we will hire many, many trucks of art handlers and shippers, and they will bring them back all over the United States.